Hey, good morning, my friends, and thank you all again for coming on. Today is officially the kickoff, the first day of the 40-day challenge. It is Rosh Chodesh Elul, one of the most important and significant days on the Jewish calendar. The theme of today's recording, the theme of today's chapter in the 40-day challenge is second chances, and this is really capturing the entire essence of this book and of this challenge. And Hashem always gives the Jewish people second chances. That's what Rosh Chodesh Elul is about. That's what Yom Kippur is about, the beginning and the end of this challenge. Because let's backtrack a little. Earlier in the summer, we observed a fast day called Shivasar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, which was the day that Moshe descended from Har Sinai with the tablets, with the Ten Commandments, only to find the Jewish people worshiping the golden calf. It's a terrible moment in Jewish history. And what does Moshe do? He breaks the tablets. He stays in the Jewish camp with the Jewish people praying on their behalf, desperately trying to obtain Hashem's forgiveness. How many days? 40 days. Okay, he's praying and beseeching God for 40 days from the 17th of Tammuz, when he first sees the Jewish people sinning, till God says, okay, come up. I'm giving you a second chance. That day, my friends, was today. It was Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days of pleading for forgiveness. God tells Moshe to come back to Har Sinai, ready to give the Jewish people a second chance. Moshe sends Har Sinai, gets the second set of tablets on this day. So Elul and everything that we're doing here is all about second chances. And by the way, Moshe remains on Har Sinai for another 40 days, comes down with those second tablets when? What's 40 days from today? Yom Kippur. So these days become fixed on the Jewish calendar, not haphazardly, not incidentally or coincidentally, but because special important things are happening on these days. God gives the Jewish people a second chance, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the ultimate second chance, which is Yom Kippur. Now, I really believe that second chances are about not staying set in our ways, but recognizing that we have the capacity to change, right? Hashem gives the Jewish people a second chance because he believes fundamentally that we are hardwired with the ability to make good changes, positive changes in our life. And the Rambam, the great Maimonides, addresses this age-old question of free will versus divine providence, and he asserts emphatically that we have the full power to be righteous or, God forbid, just the opposite. Yes, we have predispositions, and God gives us challenges, and he throws us a lot of curveballs in our life, circumstantially, and also in terms of our personalities, but we always have that opportunity. Of course, one of the great extreme example of this was the personality of Yitro. Yitro was Moshe's father-in-law, served all the pagan religions, was even a polytheistic priest. But when he heard about the story of the Jewish people, when he heard about what the miracles that God did for the Jewish people, he dropped it all and radically transformed his life to join the Jewish people. Now, our second chances don't have to be as dramatic. We can look internally into our lives, into our habits, into our traits that we've become accustomed to, and we know that we can change. And the most important changes are incremental ones. They're the small changes because they're the realistic ones. And the Rambam says, and I quote this from the Hilchas Tshuva in the fifth chapter, Maimonides writes, "Reshut l'chol adam netuna. Permission was given to all man. Im ratza la'atot atzmo l'derech tova v'liyot tzadik. If a person wants to incline himself towards the good path and become a righteous person, ha'reshut habiyado. And if he wants to do the opposite, he has reshut. Also, he has free will as well." But this is, and he quotes a pasuk from the Torah, from the beginning of Genesis in chapter 3, "Hein hadam haya kechad mimenu lado tov v'ra." That God is speaking to the angels, and he says that this species of humankind that I'm now creating, he tells the angels, they are different from all other species in this regard. In what regard? Shehiyehu me'atzmo bedato u'b'machshavoto, that he or her themselves in their own minds, yodeh hatov v'ra, they can tell the difference between good and evil, and they can do whatever they want. We, my friends, have free will. And look, it's easy to say we free will, we can do anything. But again, to focus on the little things, and I'm challenging everyone on this day, on this theme of second chances, if Hashem believes that we can do better, okay, if Hashem believes that we can make changes in life, and that's why he gives us Chodesh Elul, that's why he calls Moshe Rabbeinu back up to Har Sinai on this day. And Moshe spends another 40 days, 40 nights, comes down on Yom Kippur because he believes we have the capacity to do this. I'm going to end with a very famous prayer that we start our day with. Modeh ani lefanecha, we thank you, God, for getting us up in the morning. Because we say, Shechazarta b'nishmati, that you returned our souls. the chemla rabba, with great mercy. Rabba emunatecha, great is your faithfulness. What does that mean, great is your faithfulness? Usually we say we have faith in God, but we start our day every morning and we say, Hashem, rabba emunatecha, you have faith in us. How do we know Hashem has faith in us? Because he gave us another day. Every day is another chance. The Rosh Chodesh Elul is the annual second chance given to the entire Jewish people. Pick one trait, one midah, one mitzvah, something that's not too big that we can focus on, that we can say we can do better. If Hashem believes we can do it, then we certainly can.